Welcome back to The Conversation. Thank you very much for sticking around on Nigeria Info FM. This is your number one talk news and sports radio station here in Port Harcourt. I'm Gabriella. Today's the 19th day in the month of October, and the year is just 2 months down the road, and we'll very soon be singing Happy 2022. So many questions come to mind when I think about the year coming to an end. I mean, it just seems as though it was yesterday when we were looking towards the end of the year 2020 into the new year. And here we are, found ourselves almost full cycle yet again. Where are we? We do know where we are. Are we satisfied with where we are? We know the answer to that as well. What can we do to change the narrative? I believe we also know the answer to that question. How willing are we to do what it takes to make the right decisions to take us out from where we are and change the narrative for the better? That answer lies within your hearts. It lies within your resilience. It lies within your integrity to do the right thing. Be this in your home front, with your career, in your place of business, with elections and a voter participation. You know what the right thing is to do. Do it. Well, for the next couple of minutes, we're going to be talking about how we get to let steam off when we're in a bad mood. I would like to know how you do that. It's impossible, literally, to be in control of how you feel. And that is because there's so many elements on a daily that we encounter, so many influences. You know, you wake up in a very happy mood, you step out of your house on your way to work, and you encounter a very annoying person or a very annoying incident or a sad situation. You cannot help that from happening. You cannot stop it from happening. But when it has happened, how do you deal with it? Now, this is a very critical question. That is because many times we do not mentally prepare ourselves for bad incidences. And so when bad things happen, they take us by surprise. A classic example will be, you know, feeling all pumped up for your day and stepping into your day, and you get to work and your boss is ranting down your neck. You have a toxic boss and he's insulting you, or she's insulting you, discrediting your work, asking you to repeat tasks that you have completed, sending you out for errands, just being a pain in the neck. Now, how do you balance that experience for your day and how you were feeling in the morning when you stepped out for work? It's a bad situation. You obviously would feel crumbled and crushed and disappointed and feel terrible. And it might take some time before you get your groove back on and get back into that motivated spirit. But if you're able to mentally prepare yourself on a daily, as you prepare for work, you pick out what's weird, you put on your fragrance, you put on your hair, you brush your hair, you comb your hair, your beards, whatever it is that you do to prepare yourself for the day. You put your system together, put your files together, and you're ready for work. If the same way we do that, we also mentally prepare ourselves. For instance, such and such and such happens today. How do I handle it? Just maybe we'll be able to handle bad days better. Now, there's a report in the news on social media. A man in Kenya jumped off the bridge and killed himself. Reason? He was on lunch break and his boss had embarrassed him at work. So they had a morning conference. They all were given tasks to carry out. He did his own bit of the task. And during the presentation in the morning of that sad day, everyone had their bit of time to present, you know, their task. And he did as well. But for some reason, his boss, who the wife of the man claimed has been picking on him for a long time now, eventually saw another opportunity to pick on him, and he began to insult him, discredit his work, talk it down. And according to the story, the man obviously was feeling so embarrassed and literally was crying. You know what it means for a man to shed tears. And he was crying after the presentation. People went about their work, you know, he did as well in Kenya. And during his lunch break, he took a stroll down, you know, the street at his, you know, a walk area. literally walked down to the bridge, to the cliff of the bridge, and jumped over. Depression, maybe. Disgrace, shame, maybe. We don't know what the motivation was, but it might have been a pileup of negative feelings and emotions based off of the way his boss had been dealing with him. So I want to ask for the next, what now, 10 minutes or so, what is the best way to blow off steam when you are in a bad mood? What is the best way to come out of a bad mood when you find yourself in one? What is the best way to handle other people who tend to step on your toes and make you feel negative emotions when they do? What is the best way to come out of such feelings and such experiences and such an atmosphere? What is the best way? 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. That is 0809-030-6416. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Good afternoon.
Yes, you're welcome.
I was doing the social media stuff. I was normally, I do go online, I check, I see my friends, they are making a whole lot of stuff. It's as if I'm behind. So what I did is I left social media for 3 years.
3 whole years?
Yes, for 3 years. And I'm not back social media. So I'm thinking going back by November for 3 years. So, and if I have friends that you normally talk down on me, and I'll just avoid you. Yes. So I was depressed. I almost took my life. Wasn't that easy? Seeing your friends in Malaysia, Indonesia, all of them have traveled out, and you see Nigeria still struggling, no work after school, and everything. You're struggling. It wasn't that easy. So what I just did, I just left social media. I got a job. I'm still on low key now.
Up until
so
now.
That's how I did. So by November, I'll be going back.
I would like to know, did your friends at any time mock you?
Not really, none. They have not mocked me. But what is just there is, you see them progressing. You ask them how far, link me up. What is it? What is happening? Where are you? Okay, can I just bring my CV, apply? They'll just snub you. Nobody want to respond. So I said, okay, the best thing is to just leave these guys. I left social media for 3 years. And I'm not back. I'm using Nokia Touch.
So why November specifically? Why did you decide to come back next month?
Because of right now, I'm into business.
Okay.
So right now, I do business. So a whole lot of my customers are like, your stuff on WhatsApp, send me some WhatsApp pictures. I tell them, don't worry. But by just tell them by November, I'll just get out of there and then I'll keep back.
All right. All right. Thank you very much for sharing your story. And may I just add before you go, whatever anybody thinks of you, whatever they or however they choose to treat you or perceive of you, it does not matter. What matters is how you see and perceive of yourself and who really you are. And I want to also encourage that perhaps you make that a motivation. So when they look down on you, make it a motivation to work harder, to be a better person. So these same people will come around tomorrow and be in awe of the kind of person you've become.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for sharing. Wow. All right. Quite interesting. I'll take a few comments. And we'll wrap the conversation up at 1:30. We'll be connecting to his story. And, we'll move on. All right. So on WhatsApp, let's see. I know I saw some comments come in. Oh, yes. Stop stereotyping men. there is nothing wrong. What does it mean for a man to shed tears? How big a deal is this, Gabby? Well, I'm not stereotyping men. I am not. It is a reality that men are wired differently from women. Men are wired a certain way, just the same way women are wired a certain way. I will not be stereotyping women when I say that women are more emotional than men. Would you call that a stereotype? Absolutely not. Why? Because it is a fact. Women are wired to be emotional, to feel, to be empathic, you know. Women are wired to be that feminine, as it were. Men are not wired that way. It's just a fact. It's no stereotype. Well, this here says the man is wrong for killing himself for no good reason. A bottle of chilled beer at the nearby bar would have solved the matter. You never know, Uncle Stein. You never know if he's been taking a chilled bottle of beer at the roadside bar for years now, and it's not helped his depression. You just never know, you know? You just never know. We're going to wrap up now. Our time is up.